الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير.
It is Allah who created you in a state of weakness. Then, after weakness, He gave you strength. Then, after strength, He made you weak and old. He creates what He pleases. He is all-knowing, all-powerful. It is Allah who created you in a state of weakness. Then, after weakness, He gave you strength. Then, after strength, He made you weak and old. He creates what He pleases. It is God who has divided man's life into the different stages of childhood, youth, and old age. It depends entirely on His will to create some who are weak and others who are strong. It also depends entirely on His will to cause someone to die before he reaches his youth, or to die in his youth, or to grant someone a long life and still keep him healthy and strong. In like manner, God can grant someone a glorious youth and then cause him to suffer a miserable old age. Man can cherish any illusions about himself that he wants to, but the fact remains that he is entirely in God's control and is absolutely helpless to alter the state in which God decides to place him.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُؤْفَكُونَ.
On that day, when the hour will come to pass, the wicked shall swear that they had stayed in the world no more than an hour. Thus, they used to be deceived in the life of the world. On that day, when the hour will come to pass,
the hour here refers to the hour of judgment.
The wicked shall swear that they had stayed in the world no more than an hour.
That is, they had stayed no more than an hour from the time of their death until the day of resurrection. Even though thousands of years might have elapsed after their death, they still feel as though they had been in state of slumber for a very short while when they were suddenly woken by some accidental commotion.
Thus, they used to be deceived in the life of the world.
In like manner, they used to miscalculate while they lived in the world. Not comprehending the reality, they believed that there would be no day of judgment, that there would be no life after death, and that they would never be called to account by God.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانَ لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
But those who had been endowed with knowledge and faith shall say, according to Allah's record, you have stayed till the day of resurrection. Now this is the day of resurrection, but you did not know.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ.
So that will be the day when the excuses of the wrongdoers will not avail them, nor will they be asked to make amends. Nor will they be asked to make amends.
This could also be translated as follows: nor will they be asked to please their Lord, for by then they will have irretrievably lost all chance to turn to the true faith and good deeds. The time prescribed for testing man will be over by then, and he will be face to face with the hour of judgment.
وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ لَيَقُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْطِلُونَ.
In the Quran, we have explained things to people in myriad ways. But no matter what sign you bring to them, those who are resolved upon denying the truth will say, you are given to falsehood.
كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Thus does Allah seal the hearts of those who have no knowledge.
فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ
Therefore, O Prophet, have patience. Surely, Allah's promise is true. Let those who lack certainty not cause you to be unsteady. Therefore, O Prophet, have patience. Surely, Allah's promise is true.
This alludes to God's promise mentioned in an earlier verse of this surah. We sent messengers before you to their respective nations, and they brought clear signs to them. Then we took vengeance upon those who acted wickedly. It was incumbent on us to come to the aid of the believers. See verse 47 above.
Let those who lack certainty not cause you to be unsteady.
The believers should be so firmly anchored in their conviction that there should be no reason whatsoever for enemies to consider them so feeble-hearted that they can be overpowered by the latter's hue and cry, cowed down by their campaigns of calumny and slander, demoralized by their taunts and ridicules, intimidated by their threats, overawed by their display of strength and by their persecution, or be tempted by their allurements. Nor should the believers feel persuaded to make any compromise with enemies under the spell of pleas in the name of national interest. On the contrary, such enemies should find the believers so vigilant as regards their objectives, so mature and deeply entrenched in their beliefs, so determined in their resolve, and so firm in their character that no threat can frighten them, nor can any price, howsoever high, cajole them, nor can any danger, loss, or suffering deflect them from their chosen path, and nor can their religious faith ever be a matter of bargain and haggle. All these ideas are encompassed thanks to the Quran's consummate eloquence in these few words. Let those who lack certainty not cause you to be unsteady. History bears out that the Prophet, peace be upon him, proved himself to be as firm and solid as God had wanted his last messenger to be. If anyone challenged him, regardless of the arena of the challenger, he was unfailingly browbeaten by the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the course of time, his powerful personality brought about a revolution that could not be thwarted by the combined forces of unbelief and polytheism across the Arabian Peninsula. And this, despite the fact that his opponents spared no weapons available to them.